Well, hey everybody. That's the greeting you'd get if my man Kai was here. But as it always happens, life continues to get in the way, and hopefully this will be the last time you hear my voice solo. Kai spoke with earlier today has finally arrived to Kai Manor East, Kai on the East Coast, and now he's just waiting for a big moving truck full of furniture to show up. So hopefully by next week's microdose, we'll have the gang all back together again, and these will be a lot better. Speaking of microdoses, a big shout out to Eddie out of SoCal. We see you, Eddie. Thank you for your $10. And if you would like us to give you a shout out, you can send your $10 to the PayPal link on cushionkai.com. That's right, Eddie. Thank you for your money. I will be well. Since Kai's not here, I'll be buying two drinks tonight. What else is going on here? MoviePass in the news again. I think last time we spoke about them last week, they had limited restrictions on brand new movies that come out this Friday. So at that time, it was like Mission Impossible and Mamma Mia you couldn't see. And this week it would be The Meg and, I don't know, probably Slender Man or something stupid. But now, as of today, they literally just dropped a new announcement. But before that, we were going to talk about they have scaled back their pricing. So they've added the monthly cost for users for $15, up from 10, and reducing the number of movies from once a day to three movies a month. And if you're already a current member of MoviePass, that's kind of whack. In fact, it's just nonsense. It's a shame that they should just outright just steal Cinemia's business plan right now and just admit it. And I think they would actually do better business that way in the long run. Cinemia, a similar competitor to MoviePass, was only allowing you two or three movies a month for like $15 to $20 as it was. Those prices fluctuate all the time. But what you could do with them that you couldn't do with MoviePass is advanced tickets. Premium screenings, your IMAXs, your D-Boxes, et cetera, 3D. And depending on your price package, you could bring a guest with you. And that's just a lot of fun just to charge to the game anyways. In the long run at the time, the MoviePass $10 for unlimited movies obviously seemed like the better deal. But that's clearly biting them in the ass, at least as far as being a producer goes. Not as far as a consumer. Well, as of 5 minutes before I hit this podcast record button, they have made a new announcement. You may now only see one movie a day, but it'll be between two movies that they choose, and not you, and not the theater, and not nothing else. So I did a little scroll through, and some theaters had no screenings available whatsoever. Others, the bigger multiplexes, you could choose between The Meg, which you can't see because it's a premium movie, and Slender Man, which you also cannot see because it's a brand new movie. MoviePass, you're killing me. You're killing me, you're killing me. I'm kind of thankful that my package expires in December. I'm glad I paid for the year up front. I feel fortunate that I never had any double billings, that I never had any real outstanding customer service issues. But you guys are garbage. You need to fix this. You need to fix this immediately. And then you just need to stick to your fucking plan. I don't want to be the guy to tell you how to do your job because I don't know how to do your job. But I do know that other people do know how to do your job, and they have been pointing this out regularly. That's all we're going to say about that. We still have our movie pass, but we've also been doing AMC A-List. We had our first week this week. And, interesting. I like being able to order movies in advance. I like being able to see IMAX or 3D or whatever the case is. I like earning frequent voucher points or whatever. And I like cashing that in for free popcorn. So last night I fucking did a triple feature, and I still feeling the effects of that. With my AMC A-list card. Last night I saw the last two movies, which was I saw The Equalizer 2 and I saw Meg on the IMAX. By the way, the IMAX at the AMC Van Ness is not an IMAX compared to the IMAX at the AMC Metreon. So I don't know what the disconnect there is, but that's a thing. I also managed to sneak in a ticket and get a ticket for Slender Man. And if you read my review on CushionKai.com, you'll see it. The movie's, it's the lowest movie I've ever scored. I gave it a 0. I couldn't even muster it up to give it a 1. A 1, you get a 1 just for showing up. I couldn't even give it a 1. The majority of the movie is dark. And I don't mean in tone, like, because it's a horror movie. I mean, you literally cannot see what's happening on the screen. Locations that are well known for having bright lit rooms, such as libraries and hospitals, are incredibly dark. Day shots where it's after school, it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon in May. Dark. I don't know what they were going for. I don't know what they were trying to create that isn't a thing, is a thing, isn't a thing. I don't know. They're trying to force a lore that hasn't been established yet. Neighbor's kid's banging, if you can't hear that. And he's all but happy to do that. That's a whole other podcast. So Slender Man's a bunch of garbage. Don't go see Slender Man. Apparently Sony didn't even want you to see Slender Man. I saw an ad for it like 3 months ago and then forgot it was going to be a thing. And then wish I had forgot it was still a thing. So as distasteful as it sounds to say, this would have been a better movie. It was just about the real life case that happened in Wisconsin. There's an HBO documentary out about that 4 years ago. It's really good. Saw another movie the previous day. I don't remember if I used my AMC pass or if my movie pass, whichever, but Blindspotting. It's a movie based in Oakland, written by two Oakland natives, David Diggs and Raphael Casal. I think Diggs is part of the Hamilton stage crew. I'm not sure. I've seen him on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. He's a superb actor. And apparently he's a great writer and a musician and all sorts of a Renaissance man. But yeah, man, this was his love letter to his city that is changing. And recognized a lot of characters in the movie. The people that I know out in San Francisco recognized a lot of complaints, a lot of comments, a lot of situations you just see out here. It's when it's a funny movie, it's very funny. When it's dramatic, it's very intense. It's an independent release, so go see it as soon as you can. Don't dawdle. Like, I know it's being taken out of theaters in New York and all that, but still going strong in the Bay here. Let's see. Yeah, so I can't recommend Blindspotting. It's definitely going to be one of my favorite movies of 2018. And what else do we got here? You know, I don't care about the Oscars. We're not going to talk about that. That seems like old hat, and we don't even know what the rules are. So I think I'm going to close it out here, let you know that this Sunday coming up, that's in less than 2 days, we're going to drop episode 25, Running Scared. A personal friend of mine is going to guest star on that with us, Bobby Head. He is hilarious. You're going to love the stuff that him and Kai go back and forth on. And it's good times. Follow us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, subscribe on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Music, if that's a thing for you. And see you in a couple days. Hugs and kisses.